With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Experts encourage Wisconsin residents to take precautions against ticks, even in their own backyard. Tick activity is picking up across the state. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
It's Lyme Awareness Month, and the latest state data shows Wisconsin recently recorded the highest number of Lyme disease cases in state history. Experts are urging residents to be mindful of the ticks that carry it as they become more active across the state. There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick in the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add, you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the deer tick is a generalist feeder and can be found on many small mammals in addition to deer. He adds the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important.
That's a pretty high rate of infectivity, kind of a scary number. But even if you have a deer tick that is Lyme positive, if you are checking yourself and making sure they are not attached to you for very long, that's going to greatly reduce the chances of transmission.
Some early symptoms of Lyme disease include fever, headache, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, joint and muscle pain, and a rash. If left untreated, more complicated conditions can develop. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Gogebic County Sheriff's Office put out an alert for two missing Bessemer teens Tuesday. The Sheriff's Office believes they ran away together. Savannah Merrill and Kyler Breeze were last seen around midnight Monday night. Merrill is a 13-year-old girl, about 5'5", with blue hair. Breeze is a 15-year-old boy, about 5'10", with brown hair. Anyone with information is asked to call the Gogebic County Sheriff's Office or Michigan State Police. We have those numbers along with photos of the teens at WXPR.org. One in five adults in the U.S. experience mental illness each year, yet they don't always seek treatment. Aspirus Health is encouraging people to take meaningful, everyday steps towards emotional well-being. Jessica Schaefer is a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She says one of the most effective ways to begin improving mental health is through emotional self-awareness.
Just like we pay attention to our body, if we're hungry, then that means we need to eat, right? So listening to our emotions. If I'm starting to feel overwhelmed, instead of pushing that off throughout the workday or throughout the entire week, maybe I check in with myself, give myself a little bit of break.
Schaefer says while it can be tempting to push difficult emotions aside, avoiding them can lead to increased stress over time.
And it might get even worse and be harder to deal with. And so when something comes up, we want to try to deal with it head on. And that's where coming into therapy, seeing a provider can be really helpful to kind of get it under control.
Practices like noticing moments of gratitude or surrounding yourself with emotionally supportive people can help you feel more grounded, especially during challenging times. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the 2025 theme, Turn Awareness into Action. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Participants in a meeting in Price County got an unexpected eyeful as explicit content got piped into the meeting. The interruption occurred during the Price County Highway and Transportation Committee meeting May 7th. Explicit content was displayed by a user identified as James iPhone, who joined from a data center in Ontario, Canada. Price County employees acted quickly to halt the video feed. A joint investigation by Heartland Business Systems, the Price County IT Department, and the Price County Sheriff's Office revealed the explicit content did not originate from Price County's devices, nor were any employees involved. Price County has implemented new security settings to prevent future incidents. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A federal grand jury has indicted a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Federal prosecutors charged Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan in April with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. A grand jury affirmed the charges after convening Tuesday to determine whether there was enough probable cause to continue the case. Michigan's 24-hour waiting period before an abortion has been struck down. A judge says it conflicts with a voter-approved amendment that locked abortion rights into the state constitution in 2022. The waiting period had been in place for years, although it was temporarily blocked earlier in litigation in 2024. Judge Seema Patel says a mandatory 24-hour delay exacerbates the burdens that patients experience seeking abortion care. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.